I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
We're warriors!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know,
we're warriors!
One thing has started to jump out at me. And this, there's a lot of sentiment like this. And this is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. 925, there's no sport or profession where fatigue, rest, and being worn out is as much of a conversation as in basketball. LOL. I find it odd. So I take it a lot of people said, Steinman, too much. You're fixated on the age.
Yeah, I keep saying the birth certificate.
Okay. Well, then somebody explain this to me. Minnesota Timberwolves, all right? They played the L.A. Lakers. The L.A. Lakers have a 40-year-old LeBron James and an out-of-shape Luka Doncic. Let me tell you what each of the fourth quarters were that series. Minnesota, 23-17. Minnesota, 20-13. Minnesota, 30-20. Minnesota, 32-19. They won every fourth quarter by at least 7 points, and two of the other ones by double digits.
All right.
Okay, Golden State Warriors, veteran team, Green, Butler, and Curry. Fourth quarters, Minnesota, 22-16. Minnesota, 28-19. Minnesota, 32-28. The Timberwolves have not lost a fourth quarter this playoffs. They've won every single fourth quarter. Now, I don't know how that doesn't have something to do with fatigue or being in shape or being younger, but I'm just looking at the numbers, and the Timberwolves have been absolutely fantastic in the fourth quarter of games.
This is going to be a super-duper stretch, but in my mind, the Guru computer, it works. You talked about, and we can do a podcast on how I feel like the Lakers should have won that series. They didn't. But the bottom line is LeBron was doing all he could defensively. He was gassed. And
exactly.
Okay. So Draymond's doing the same thing. And I'm not saying Dre has offensive weaponry that LeBron does, but Steiny, he's zapping them of doing all the other intangibles, even rebounding. So that's that. But Jimmy Butler, he answered the bell. We're going to need him again. Steiny, it might be 40 shots. And for Kuminga, it might have to be 32 shots. That's the only remedy I see to give Golden State a chance to win tonight.
Can I ask you a serious question?
No doubt.
The Timberwolves beat the Lakers 4-1, and you thought the Lakers should have won that series.
They were winning both games up into the fourth quarter in Minnesota. I watched it with my own eyes. They blew it.
Did you just hear what I said? The Timberwolves have not lost a fourth quarter in the postseason.
Right.
Why? Because they're in better shape, they're younger, they're more athletic.
Well, they're in better shape than Luka, for sure.
Well, yeah.
The
numbers are the same for the Warriors. I mean, but that's like...
No, I ain't fighting.
The Lakers were not even in that series.
Luka's depressed.
It was 4-1.
But
how can you say the Lakers should have won that series?
You're not playing in your head. Friday and Sunday were the Lakers at a 10-point lead and a 7-point lead with like minutes left. I seen it with my own eyes. So those were two games. And then even the closeout game, your best dude couldn't hit the side of a barn. But
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Watch the game again, then.
I'm just saying.
Which one? Which of the five
I'm just telling you.
Okay, yeah. Okay, they should have won. Lakers should have won.
You know, come on now.
Goo.
Lakers were in the series, Steiny. They had both of those games in Minnesota.
It doesn't matter. They lost in five games.
No, they lost because their coach wouldn't give their best player a rest.
It doesn't matter. They got beaten five games. They would have worn down in game six or game seven. I mean, and are we seeing the same thing with the Warriors aging players? I don't know.
Steph's not around.
I mean, why did Butler go 1-for-7 in the fourth quarter? I'm just asking. Yeah. Let's go to Janet in Berkeley. What's up, Janet?
Hey.
Hey, Janet, don't say anything bad. Get her off.
Call back, young lady.
Mystic in San Francisco.
Oh,
what's up,
boy.
Mystic?
Mystic.
Man, I'm
about to crash my car. I am so upset. And you know what? It's a problem with Steve Kerr. The same two players that you mismanaged all year, you mismanaged in this game, and it cost us. Let me explain. Draymond Green, you've been mismanaged. You're not the same guy. You can't guard the perimeter 3-2, 3-3-1 anymore, but you're still asked to do it. You can't handle the ball at the end of the game, but you're still asked to do it, and you've never been reined in for your bad behavior. JJ, 22 years old. I did a check to see how many 22-year-olds have scored 30 in an NBA playoff game. There's only been 22 of them, and it's a who's who of Hall of Famers and future Hall of Famers. Why did Steve Kerr tell us he was the 12th best player on any team? Now, at that game, we were in control up until the 8-minute mark. But Steve Kerr took the ball out of Kuminga's hand, and he let Draymond start bringing it up. And it led to a cavalcade, a bonanza.
Hey, Mystic, I got the call from the boss. He said, you were too.
We
it was hard to understand. It was hard to understand.
Call us back. Caller in the. He was in the Caldecott.
I don't know where he was.
Yeah. Andis Brown on the chat.
Let's go to Spencer in Oakland. What's up, Spencer? How you doing? Oh, Spencer.
Hey,
what's
folks,
up?
Folks, thanks
Is this
for
Pat?
Taking my call.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. It's really interesting to me when you look at the statistics for Scott Foster and his crew against the Warriors, you know, how abnormal they are when it comes to the Warriors record versus all the others, all the other ref combinations that we get. And that's all I'll say about that. Pajemski is clearly getting his minutes. He's going through a rough stretch, but you got to stick with what you got, what got you there. And JK definitely is showing us something. So, you know, I agree with the fact that, JK should start given what we've seen. And Pods is definitely getting his minute. Obviously, I'm a Spencer fan, given my name is Spencer. And Pat Spencer, you know, with his lacrosse acumen and toughness, I want him to see the court. But I certainly don't think he should see more than 10 minutes, you know, in this game upcoming. And yeah, I do kind of want to see the Draymond we saw in Game 2 and Game 3 rather than the Draymond we saw in Game 4. And that's all I got. Thank you, folks.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
Steiny, if you give me the same stat line from Jimmy, I'll take it. The same from Kuminga. Obviously, the fourth quarter, I'd want it a little better. But if you're telling me the one that is the difference maker for me going into Game 4 tonight, it is Draymond Green. Like, man, just give us that vintage Draymond Green game. 12 points maybe, 11. No, a couple threes, even if they're not threes, but just be active. But like you said, Steiny, going up against that bull that is Julius Randle, it's taking a lot out of him. I don't even need Dre to respond. I can see it. He's a bull.
Yeah.
I was like, he's a bull.
Yep. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? What about a dose of positivity for Warrior fans?
Yeah, man. Like, we'll bounce back tonight. Jonathan Kuminga, he should have been playing even against the Rockets. He played against the Rockets, the team where he actually had great games against this year. When it went to Game 7, and Steph wanted to put his hamstring. But, oops, I said it. Yeah, I did. But anyway, man, we're going to tie it back tonight. All the pressure is going to be on the T-Wolves. For Game 5 and all that. So it's going to be all to the good, man. At the end of the day, Jimmy Butler, he was 1-for-7 because he's just human, man. Like, just because you're younger don't mean you're automatically going to be great. I mean, or, you know, in the fourth quarter, late in the game, whatever you want to call it, they were better than the Lakers, man. They just were. I mean, LeBron James, I've seen him get outplayed in the finals by old Dallas, Dirk Nowitzki, Jason Terry, Jason Kidd, my Bay Area native. So at the end of the day, old, young, prime. I've seen that guy get outplayed by superstars all the time, man. So age ain't got nothing to do with it. Does the ball go in or is the ball not going?
Age has something to do with it, I believe, Antonio. I do.
Okay, so when he was 22 years old, 2007 finals, when he got swept, he shot bad the whole series. He was young then. What happened then?
Who's this?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Who?
LeBron James.
I'm talking about Jimmy Butler on Saturday night. A guy playing
well, four. Well, yeah, I'm saying, though, he missed because he's just human. It happens. You know, everybody's going to have bad quarters, but I
think he's saying Bron missed when he was young.
Bron's not in this one. Oh, so, yeah. You know, how much credit do you give the Timberwolves defense in the fourth quarter?
Oh, amazing, man. I give them, like, out of 10, probably 9 out of 10. They've been stifling. They've been playing great defense, man. Steve Kerr, it's up to him. Come up with a great game plan. You don't get no passes.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. So what? And I got to read what comes in, Stoney, from the traveling Yurik desk. You know who this team could use right now? Jordan Poole.
Yeah. I could use winning the lottery.
Well, you never won the lottery. They had Jordan Poole. That's why they wrote it.
And then they got rid of him. And if there's somebody to
criticize. Something you had.
Criticize Joe Lacob then.
No, I criticize Draymond Green.
Why?
I criticize all the Warriors how they handled the Poole situation.
They traded Poole for, it was a salary dump.
Yeah, I don't believe that. It was like I got a hit in the eye dump. You got to choose one of us, and they chose Dre.
Goo.
No, ain't no goo. Don't try to come act like you know that they rewarded a contract
cap.
Wasn't a baller.
That's
then he got
the
hit
point.
In the eye,
not what I'm
so
saying.
He had to go. What are you saying, Son?
If you think that had nothing to do with salary dumping, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, what about him get hit in the face?
I'm not saying that wasn't a factor.
Well, I think that's more than a factor of what you're saying.
I don't.
Because how are you going to salary dump after you gave him a contract he earned because he looked like he was about to be the next?
He had $130 million on his contract. They got a guy in the last year of his deal, so they saved $100 million long term. Like, that was a big part of the deal. I think it was a big part of the deal because they needed to maintain flexibility in terms of the aprons and all that other, like, crap. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Jeff's in San Jose. What's up, Jeff? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Thank you for having me on. Hey, Drew, I want to give you your props because you know what? You never gave up on Jonathan Kuminga.
But the Warriors did, though. Yeah.
Yes, a lot of people did. And you know what? You notice as the vibes start getting better, he starts getting better. Then we start hearing the media say better things about him. He's getting better. So far today, I haven't read anything bad about him. So let's see what he does tonight. And I think a lot of the blame about this season has to go towards Kerr because he left a lot of people that he finally took off the shelf. And you know what? He had to dust them off first. But he should have did that way back because we might not be in the predicament we're in right now. But once again, Guru, thank you.
Yeah.
Again, what was Steve Kerr's choice when they were 25 and 26 and then they got Butler and Jonathan Kuminga was hurt? So, like, unfortunately for Kuminga, he missed, 31 games?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
That's a lot. And so they found something with Butler. And they needed to win just about every game they did to stay out of, like, deep into the play-in situation.
But, Stoney, to dumb it down is you could have got Jesus. That should not be enough for a guy that's got some talent, a young guy at that, to where even – like, that should not be any part of the scenario.
What?
That Jonathan Kuminga can't play. Like, I don't care who you brought into town. So, I mean, you know, that's what's puzzling. Like, this dude's got some talent. And just because you got something shouldn't be the end of said player like Kuminga. And I'm going to be real. Thank caller for trying to give me some love. I gave up on Jonathan ever getting back into the lineup, and this Curry injury by default's got him back in there, but I don't think he ever got back into the rotation.
And I'm just telling you this, it's not like we don't know why. Steve, and you can say he's wrong.
Yeah, right.
You can say he made a mistake, but Steve Kerr did not play Kuminga because he said Kuminga, Green, and Draymond couldn't play together, that the numbers just didn't work, that the analytics told them that that's not a good unit.
And they almost won a playoff game.
That's
he scored 30 in the Warriors with those three, almost won a playoff game without Steph Curry. And Jimmy Butler said, I can play with Butler. So, I mean, that I'm just saying, Stoney, for the people in the back that want to use that, that's just like, well, your coach is saying one thing that you can't. You're saying you can.
Well, who do you believe? I mean, Steve Kerr didn't make up the analytical numbers.
No, I hear you. It's not who I believe, Stoney, but, you know, and I never coach, but the bottom line is you got to find a way. I would like with Wiggins and Kuminga, make it work. And I'll take with what comes with it. But Jonathan Kuminga
sometimes
on a team.
He doesn't.
Yeah. Like Stoney, he's scoring 30. No, I can't say
he scored
a game.
30, yeah.
No, he scored 18 the game before. He should have never been DMP.
Do you guys think it's fair? Like, the numbers when Kuminga plays a lot are really good. And when he doesn't get, you know, 25 or 30 minutes or whatever it is, the numbers aren't as kind to him.
I'll let you go, Stoney.
Well, do you think there's something to, well, we can't play him 30-plus minutes with Curry, Butler, and Green all needing to play like 40 minutes. But now that Curry's not here, we don't have to worry about how much he's playing or not. So he's in a position to succeed now, but if you're looking for him to come in and give you 10 minutes, 12 minutes off the bench, like that's just not when he succeeds.
Mm.
No.
That's a great point.
The only reason he played a lot last night is because Curry's hurt.
Yes.
And even though he doesn't play the same position, they need scoring.
Badly.
That's the only reason he played. They need scoring.
And he brought it.
He did. But they didn't get enough help. Let's go to Bernard in Antioch. Hey, Bernard, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing? We all know Curry is the equalizer, right? Before he got hurt, you know, he had 13 points in 13 minutes. So we know how important he is to the Warriors. It's just unfortunate, you know, that he got hurt. You know, you need your superstars, and we see it across the playoffs. You know, when your best players get hurt, you know, your team's going to struggle a little bit. I think we can take some solace at, you know, the game. Look how hard Minnesota has to play to beat the Warriors without Curry. So I think we should look at it in a positive light. But I had a question to you guys. I don't know if this, you know, I don't really know how to, let me just ask this. You know, I work in a customer service business, and customers, you know, can get upset with certain things. And I overseen the team, so I always had a policy, hey, you know, if a customer's upset with you, listen to them, what have you, but they shouldn't be using, you know, profanity and, you know, cursing you out, calling you names, so on and so forth. So the NBA changed their rules on, like, how the players, you know, could dress and all that at one time. Then they laxed that a little bit. But why is it okay for coaches and players, and it's just not Draymond, but he's at the forefront because he's our team, you know, one of the best players on our team. But why is it okay for them to berate, you know, the refs like that? I just, you know, they're at work. You know, they have families. Some of their families may be at the games. Some of their kids may be at the games. So why is it okay for coaches and players to call them out of their name? And, you know, I'm on TV sometime, and if they're close, you know, the mic, you guys probably hear it too. You can hear exactly what they're saying. You can read their lips.
Right.
So why is that okay? I just wonder. I know it's an emotional game, but
I think that's what it is.
Can you answer that? Like,
I think
it's okay to talk to somebody like that? They're at work.
Yeah, I don't know if it's okay, but I think the refs and the league realizes these games are emotional. These guys are passionate, and heat of the moment stuff happens, and so they give them a little bit of a break. 916 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Zach. Injury Attorneys text line. So you're saying Kuminga, Steiner, you're saying Kuminga can't play Wiggins? He can't play with Butler? Who can he play with? I don't know who he can play with. I'm just telling you what Steve Kerr's reason was for not playing Kuminga after he returned from injury.
But what I appreciate about you today, Stoney, is you can step back after I ask you, because it's not just me, is it fair to question Kerr when Kuminga's having success like this? Although it's been two games, but it is one to say, huh, you couldn't find a way to get him squeeze him in there somehow.
I mean, it's not like
– it's a bad look to me.
Okay, and he's gonna pay the price.
Mm.
Now, is it a big – like – everybody's got their things that they think are a big deal when you're talking about basketball.
Mm.
I understand why Kerr did what he did, but that doesn't mean I'm right. I just understand it. If people are out there saying you know, the last couple games have proven Steve Kerr messed up and he should have been using Kuminga all along. That's a hard argument to disagree with. I'm just looking at the pragmatic side, which is he was hurt. Kuminga was flat out hurt, and it was a serious injury. Missed 31 games. And Butler came, and they didn't lose. And so he stuck with it, and they had to win. And Kuminga was the victim of that, unfortunately. But yeah, absolutely, he can be criticized for it.
Yeah, the caller, I'm all over. But real quick, Gary Payton's down here. I keep talking about Draymond. We need something from him. I don't know what's going on with him. I caught the audio telling Ant-Man, we just got to survive to game six. I'm like, how about you don't even, I know it's easy for me to say, don't even talk to him. Just let's play.
You know, a lot of people are, they don't like what I said about Kuminga. Listen, I'm just telling you, Steve Kerr doesn't think the three of them could play together. He said it 17 times on interviews. You can disagree with him. I happen to think it's not as big of a deal as a lot of Warrior fans do, because I don't think Kuminga is a superstar in the making. I think he's a good player. I still don't want to trade him, but I don't see any way around it at this point. But I understand, like, I don't care. He's 22 years old, and he's not the player I don't think that he thinks he is. Does that mean Kerr should have given up on him? I'm not saying that either. I'm telling you why I think he did it. Not that he was right or wrong.
Yeah. But go ahead. You didn't ask me, but if you can score 18 in 30 games, like Jonathan Kuminga did, has done, like, we can work through a lot of stuff that he can't do. If I know it in the Cracker Jack box, the prize is, Steiny, I didn't say superstar, but a guy that on a good night can get you 18 in a sleep or 30 in a playoff game against a pretty stout defense, you'll never be on ice.
Well, he only scored 30 because they didn't have Steph Curry. It's hard. He's not going to score 30 when Butler and Steph are holding the ball and have the ball in their hands most of the time.
We've seen that.
So Steve Kerr thinks, well, if Curry's getting me 30 and Kuminga's getting me 25 and Pods is getting me 12, you know what? I don't need 19 or 20 from JK because he doesn't do the other things. Like, we need other things bigger than scoring, I got to believe, is what Steve Kerr thought before Curry gets hurt. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, game four tonight. Warriors down 2-1 to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. And the Golden State Warriors got to have tonight. Otherwise, they get down 3-1 with two out of the next three in Minnesota. And I think we'll find out a little bit more about Steph Curry midweek. But the Warriors may have a tough road ahead. All right, Memorial Day weekend. Oh, hold on. Never mind. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
I'm nice. I saved the day. I'm Batman.
The shot clock is at 16. As Butler with a right-hand dribble between the legs once, twice, three times. Now goes left on Naz Reid. Ball knocked away. Goes right to Draymond in the right corner. Back to Butler, who relocates on the left wing. Takes the three and hit it! He's unbelievable sometimes. Wow.
The audacity.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call. That was Saturday night, game four tonight at Chase Center. 7 o'clock start, 6 o'clock Warriors live, and then it'll be followed by Warriors wrap-up. And Warriors...
Big game tonight, man.
Warriors need tonight, that's for sure.
Willard texted me.
Oh, what'd he say?
About my Jordan Poole comment. Uh-oh. I was just talking about... Make sure every Jordan Poole comment is accompanied by the fact that Jimmy Butler wouldn't be on the team. And then that one more. And Jonathan Kuminga, he was brilliant, but it doesn't erase the history. I get that, Will, but the point is, if you would have been married to him a bit more, who knows? But, yeah, it's about to now. He's got to be good again, Steiny, and so do they.
Yeah. I mean, they need guys to play better, yeah. play better than they have. That's for sure. Let's go to Grandpa Daddy.
Our man. All right,
Grandpa Daddy in the house.
Our man.
Man, I'm sitting here doing an estimate for an insurance job. Well, I hate this stuff, but anyway. All this calculation. Oh, my goodness. But I'm listening to you guys. It's great. It's great distraction. My mind is going 100 miles an hour, and I'm listening to you guys. And Guru, you know I love you. Steiny, you my man. Guru, this ain't Captain Saint Kuminga, bro. Look, bro, listen. It just didn't fit. He was hurt. He was on the bench. Okay, now he's back. And then you got Jimmy Butler. Things changed, Don. Let's stop questioning all these people calling in, questioning Kerr. Look, if you had four rings, nine rings. What does Kerr got? Nine rings. Bro, you'd be up there coaching too. And if you think you're so good, let's see if you can get a job up there coaching them. Here's the fact. Kuminga, look. You're a professional basketball player, bro. You got into the NBA. You a pro. We ain't got to develop you. You're supposed to show what you got, bro. It ain't my job to sit here and baby you and show you how and develop you. I got to develop the young players. Bro, you're in the NBA making millions. Get busy. Show me what you got.
Mm.
Okay, boom. Now we in the playoffs. Bro. Yeah, you got to step up to the plate. Your number's called. You're sitting on the bench. Dust it off. Dust it. Take the dust off. Get up in there and get cracking because we need you because you're getting paid millions. This is what you're supposed to do. Bring me 30. Thank you very much. You get your JLB. Now do it again. Let's see if we can do it again. But let's everybody stop calling in and talking about should be playing Kuminga earlier. He didn't fit. The dude wasn't developed. I'm tired of hearing that, bro. He's doing his damn OD and this getting both dubs and stop trying to say Kuminga.
All right. Thanks, Grandpa.
Yeah,
Grandpa
that's Daddy. Our guy, too. He came out and broke bread with us. Stani, it's like Willard. I'm just telling you what naturally came to my mind. And it's about tonight. And we're all rooting for him, but it's kind of hard not to go like, man.
Let me clarify something on the boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. 408, oh my God, Kuminga only scored 30 because Steph Curry was out? And does Steph Curry only score 30 because JK? No, my point is Kuminga's not going to get 18 shots if Curry and Jimmy Butler play. He just doesn't.
Yeah.
He can't. There aren't enough shots to go around.
Yeah.
So he was the number two option. He's never the number two option when Curry and Butler are on the floor together, so he doesn't get as many shots is all I meant.
And last thing, now I get that to Grandpa Daddy. Nobody's trying to save him because he doesn't need it. He doesn't need saving because he's in there now until the chef gets back, and hopefully the chef gets back and we continue to play more basketball. But Grandpa Daddy, I'm not saving him. I'm just giving him his flowers for being ready and seizing the moment. 18 points, 30 points, and the most important number is they lost. Well, that's letter, but they lost. So now they got to come back and ball.
And this is the essence of the issue with Kuminga, also from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line from the 415. The problem is how Steve Kerr has used Kuminga his whole career to this point, not just since they traded for Butler.
Mm.
When you have a player with the ceiling as high as Jonathan's, he's got to have a longer leash than he's been given to maximize his potential. That's said perfectly as somebody who is critical of Steve Kerr. And I'm absolutely not at all saying you're wrong. There's a very real feeling out there among people that is the case. It's how Kerr's handled him for 4 years. And, okay, Steiny, does that bother you? Would you rip Kerr for it? No, I wouldn't. Because in 2022, they won a title, and they went all in. And the minute that they said that this whole thing was about Steph Curry, to me, unfortunately, that affected Kuminga. Because when you say that about Curry, that we're doing everything for Steph Curry, and it's all about his window. Well, if the organization thinks that Jonathan Kuminga still had a lot of work to do, he was going to be the odd man out. How come? Because we're not rebuilding. Because we think we can still win a title. But I hear you. I hear you. If you don't think the Warriors have handled him well for the last 4 years, and what I would tell you is, I don't necessarily disagree with you, but then you shouldn't have told the Warrior fans, it's all about Steph, it's all about number five. You should have said, look, we want to be as good as we can, but we also want to develop our young players, so we're going to have to integrate Kuminga and Moody and Pods more. But they didn't do that. Yeah. They fixated on everything and anything for Steph, and unfortunately that means veterans. That's why they went out and got Kyle Anderson, Melton, Schroeder, because they had made a decision that they didn't want to develop young guys right now to the degree that a lot of fans wanted them to develop.
But also, too, Stoney, you omitted or left out pre-Jimmy where Steph, Kerr, and Draymond serenaded the idea of Jonathan Kuminga and what he was and what he was going to be. So I'm not, and the reason I bring that up is the onus is on Kuminga as well, because he didn't get himself ready. If you're one of those like you and Grandpa Daddy that say it's not up to the coach and the team to raise these guys, they got to do it themselves. But we cannot omit that Draymond, Steph, and Kerr said at different junctures this season that Kuminga was a big part of what they were going to do. They can't go reach the heights without him. So even though you get Jimmy, I'm just always, and I've been quiet on it because they've been winning, but I've just been like, man, okay, I get that, but can't you get a brother in and let him get a taste? Did it have to go straight to the ice box on freeze? And now he's thawed out and, you know, we're dependent on him as a fan base.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely, again, 707 on the Boxer and Gershon work injury attorney's text line. Steiny, why does Pod get the longest leash? Because he's a guard and they have no guards. Mm. They have no guards. In a perfect world, would Kuminga play more than Pods? Absolutely. But the roster, and that's why I always get a chuckle out of that Steve Kerr sound that we run in the promo when he said, the roster just fits perfectly now.
Basketball it just, doesn't work that way.
It just does. And I'm like, it's not a perfect roster. Mm. They don't have size. They don't have athleticism. Mm. And they don't have, and they're down a ball handler. And yeah, I agree. Pods plays too much. But there's no other option.
Yeah, you're here. You're at the wet now.
Blame Dunleavy. Yeah. For that one, let's go to Tony in Oakland. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How we doing?
Hey,
man. So I just wanted to call in to chime in. I hear a lot of people calling in trying to blame Steve Kerr. Man, if we lose this series, it's not Steve Kerr's fault, man. He's doing his best that he can with the team that he has. Just like you guys were stating, I completely agree with Steinmetz and everything he was saying. And the only thing I got, a quick little thing, is that, man, that the whole talk about Steve Kerr and Steph Curry saying that Kuminga was going to be a big part, man, that's just PR. That's just them saying that so that he doesn't get down at himself and they don't look like bad people, you know, trying to talk down about Kuminga. So the only thing, other thing I want to say is that if we lose this series, of course, obviously it will be because Steph Curry being injured. But the players that I have to call out if we do lose this series, it's got to be paused, just like you guys were saying. He went 1-for-10. I mean, if he makes two or three more buckets, we're closer in the game. Draymond Green can't even give us 10 points. I mean, 2 points, and then he fouls out. That's ridiculous. If the guy at least gives us 10 points, we win the game. If Pods makes two or three, and then Moses Moody, man, I was so up on this guy. I thought he was well-developed, and the playoffs are just exposing him and showing him that he's not ready yet. He's not ready for the limelight. He still has to go back to the drawing board, and I hope he does go back and he puts in the work, works on his three game, because I really do like that guy. But the second round is just exposing all the holes in our game without Steph Curry, man. We got no vets. We need some better vets on this team. We need a ball handler, just like you guys are saying. So the only one more thing I want to say is that, man, I heard Willard the other day and Diz bringing up, man, I really think that they should go after Cam Johnson. I really like that guy's game. Right. Having a guy like Cam Johnson on our team will really clear up a lot of these holes that are really getting exposed in the second round. All right, guys, have a good one.
Not time for that. We're still in a series here.
Yeah.
Only down 2-1. Yeah, last time the Warriors were down, oh, no. They came back from 2-1 against the Celts.
Yeah.
And against the Grizzlies.
They've if we talk it, about anybody coming to town, it's Giannis.
What do they have? I mean.
You got the idea, hope, Stoney.
I actually don't Shout think they have Bob. Any chance of Giannis.
That's funny.
That especially funny. When you look at the rosters of other teams.
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, if and this is the other thing. If you, okay, Bucks, we're interested in Giannis. We're the Warriors.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at the Warriors roster. Okay, who do you guys, who do you want, Milwaukee?
Pods can dunk. I mean, I got it, Stoney. You're going to OKC, well, here, Houston.
No, but here's the other part. Well, clearly the centerpiece will be, we'll send you Jimmy Butler. Yeah, I'm passing on that if I'm Milwaukee.
I got you.
By the way, Houston said that they're very content today
with
Jalen Green, so yeah. They're out on Devin Booker.
Hey, you know what? I said that's before they win the lottery tonight, Evan. Who you guys got win? Who would you like to see win the lottery?
Washington.
Anybody?
Why?
But
so Cooper Flagg can go there. I want San Antonio for Pop.
Cancel the season.
He's not the head coach anymore.
And that's why I want, you know?
I want to see him go to the Wizards.
Well, we all know why.
I root for my friends.
I did, dude. So
and,
do I.
And my colleagues and my buddies.
Yeah. I'm rooting for ESPN.
What's wrong with that, Evan?
Nothing.
Yeah. It's I root for my friends at ESPN now, Stoney.
Good for you.
Met some over the weekend.
Which ones?
Yeah. We'll get to it later.
Did you meet Stephen A. Smith?
I did.
How was he? Did you like him?
Yeah, he was cool.
For the, okay.
I told him to stop that damn cowboy video at night.
Let me settle.
He said no.
Let me settle. Let me reset. So if you don't think Bob Myers is one of the greatest guys of all time, among the most sincere guys of all time, he invited Guru to come down to the ESPN studios in L.A. on Saturday, which Guru did.
Yes.
So Guru was sitting in on all the pre- and post-game shows Saturday with Bob Myers, who invited him there. And Guru got to meet Stephen A. Smith,
yeah.
Kendrick Perkins, Malik Andrews, probably a whole host of others.
Kendrick Perkins' son, yeah.
If you want, I mean, if Bob Myers, awesome. Unbelievable.
No doubt. He came through, man. Beautiful day. And just to watch them do what they do, Steiny, and then get to chop it up with them, eat and watch the game, I was like, man, this is cool. So Bob's a real one. You know how many times I say stuff to people. Yeah, we'll do this and please.
See,
and he, you know, he followed up, man. And I had a wonderful time.
Hold on, real quick. Oh, yeah. Don Dada on the 1200 on the YouTube chat says, "Let Guru tell us, Steiny." It's like I'm setting it up. Nobody knows hey, what he did this weekend. He was down there.
Hey,
okay, now we ask him about it.
Hey. Evan, I had a suit.
How were you dressed?
I had a suit with a pink shirt open, no tie. You know, Stephen A. was going to clown me if I didn't have nothing on. That's what I felt. So I went in that way. And
Did you get on TV at all?
No, I didn't. Okay. And that's why I told Evan, I pulled him aside. Malik Andrews was great. Kendrick Perkins, he's from Beaumont, Texas. My dad from Bullard. So we talked about that stuff. Told Stephen A. about Handy and all my guys from the Yoon. Had fun with the Cowboy stuff. Told him thanks for being on the show. And what a wonderful boss I have. You knew it. He knows him. But all in all, it was 100 degrees in L.A., so I was sweating like a slave walking to the place because I got this wool suit on. I'm like, man, please answer. But, oh, go ahead, Evan.
No, I was just going to ask you, do you have any constructive criticism that now that you're offset, you can deliver?
That this business, to me, is about being yourself. And I watched four individuals great at their job, Evan, but my takeaway was there was no stage fright or going wrong with being who you are, and that's why people gravitate to the four and they have a good show. But that was my takeaway. I know it might not be enough for you, Evan or Steiny, but that's what it was. Just be who you are in this world, Steiny, and I think the good ones are.
How old was Kendrick Perkins' son?
8 years old. Remember, he went viral for playing like CYO, and he was bigger than the kids. Oh. and he was balling. They got a court on set. So Bob and I were shooting. I didn't like, Bob was like, yeah, what kind of jumper you got, goo? I'm like, I'm in a suit. I'm a little, and then I felt like I didn't want to shoot to show him, right?
So was Perkins nice?
Yeah, Perkins was cool. So
see, when, I would have talked to him a lot because he seems like he's down to earth.
So listen to how the, yeah. I couldn't go fanboy because I wanted the picture, but this is how your boy got it. So they're in commercial talking, chopping it up, and I go past him on the phone in my loud voice, Dad, I'm not going to ask Stephen A., Bob, and Kendrick for a picture. I'm not. And Kendrick Perkins, not that, they all start laughing, and they was like, come on, take the picture. And then Kendrick was like, you sit in my chair. I'm like, I don't want to sit, you know, I'll stand. He said, sit here. So I sat there, and we took the photo. But that's as fanboy as I went. But Stoney, the worst part is social media. I posted the picture, but I think a lot of people took it like I was on the job. I got this job.
Oh, like
I'm like,
got...
no, what? And I told Evan I wasn't fronting, but you know, a lot of people looked at it like, oh, goo got on. No, they just, I took the picture and they were kind enough to do it, but I didn't want to send the wrong message on the socials. But you know, when you put it there and it looks that way. Like, no, that was just, Bob hooked me up. But all in all, I had a good time. And then saw my nephew, Joe, play at Anaheim. AAU, 8 years old, Stoney. Incredible. The facility in Anaheim looked like something out of 90210 in the nice area. what was the show?
Oh, Beverly Hills, yeah, 90210 or whatever it is.
That's it. But yeah. I had a good time. And good then you were at the game and Evan was at the lake.
Yeah, I went to the Warriors game on Saturday. Good game. Real good game.
Did you run into anybody?
Like who?
In the business.
Yeah, I said hello to a lot of people. Monty, Pool.
You see Bonte?
Yeah, I sat.
Be here.
Sat and talked to Bonte for a while with a guy named Dave Bernstein who runs NBC Sports Bay Area. Of course, I got to see the coach for a little bit.
How was he?
It was good. We talked.
Did you guys go to dinner?
No. Just talked for a little bit before the game and then a little bit after, and then I went home.
Yeah, Bob and I had Chinese food.
Did you go out for dinner?
No, they provide the food, and then you go in this lab with like this theater screen. I was like, wow.
Catered? They bring catered food? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it like a buffet? Or Chinese food?
I was too embarrassed to go back. No, it was Chinese food. Yeah.
Downtown L.A.?
Downtown L.A. It went to
L.A. Live, right?
Yeah, L.A.
It's
Live.
It's right near Staples.
It's there, right there.
Yeah, right at Staples, right?
Saw the Kobe statue.
Oh, nice.
Well, it was hot.
What time did you get there?
He told me get there about 4:30. I got there about guru time, 3:50, and hung out just to care. I didn't want to be late. I heard something over the weekend I hated. Evan, you guys can chime in. If you get somewhere on time, you're late. Please, miss me with that. You told me to be here at 4. If I get here before 4, I'm here. Get there on time, you're late.
It's a sports thing.
I thought it was military.
Well, that too. If you're on time, you're late.
Do you live by that, Sonny?
I'm always early.
What time did you get to the game?
Or Saturday?
So shoot around, you were there.
They didn't have shoot around Saturday.
Oh, that's what I heard. Yeah, we heard
that. I took the ferry over. I took the 1:30 ferry. I got to the arena at 2:15.
God, I love, just hung out. You took the ferry.
I did.
How was the day? It was hot.
Great. It was a nice, beautiful day. Beautiful day. And, went and watched the game.
That's dope.
You going to be courtside tonight, Sonny?
See.
Before the game, yeah, I'll probably be courtside. But
last thing.
Go ahead, Goo.
You were courtside. Sam Lubman took a picture.
That was before the game.
Yeah, but where you were at, I thought were your seats.
No.
So I'm telling the whole cast, that's Steiny courtside. Then we go to a different screen, and it's like super big. And Bob goes, sounding like you. Goo, I don't think that's Steiny, but it looked like your jacket. Yeah. I go up and I go, late fourth quarter. Yeah, Bob, I don't think that's a Steiny. Damn it. But you had a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
I was going to say one other.
You meet Ant?
No, Julius Randle, though, gave me a fist bump.
Woo!
Yay! He didn't even know who the hell I was. I was just sitting next to Finch.
Finchie's brother.
And he comes up to me and he goes, I'm like, all right, cool, that's fine.
That's a strong dude, man.
Trying to think. There's one other thing I wanted to say. I can't remember it. I don't want to bring it up on the air, but.
What happened?
I met somebody who's kind of a bigwig.
Oh, why wouldn't you want to bring it up on air?
Not A-Rod?
Did you meet A-Rod?
I did, yeah.
Did you go? How did it happen?
Finch introduced me.
What did he say to you?
Here's my uncle.
Alex Rodriguez, nice to meet you.
He didn't say his name.
Yes, he did. He said his first and last name. He did.
Oh, man, A-Rod.
That's the worst.
Yeah, like I didn't know. A-Rod. Wow. Yeah. Should take a photo.
They're regular people, Goo, just like you and I.
Not really.
They're regular people.
He dates J-Lo.
Bob Myers is a regular guy, and he proved that this weekend.
Yeah, he is the man.
See what I mean?
Guru on the set of ESPN Countdown. How does that make him a normal person?
Because a movie star or somebody stuck up would never invite Guru. But Myers is down to
that's
earth.
That's what it is. Oh, man.
That's what I mean.
And Stephen A. was cool, too, Sonny.
I mean.
You better be careful.
I mean, you had it dialed up. And, the best thing was everybody wanted you to go.
And there it is.
And everybody was like, ooh, you got to go.
Nope.
You got to go. You got
to
go.
I told Bob. You were like, you know what? I might make that trip. You need to go. I'm glad I did.
Yeah, I'm glad
you did. Get back to you.
Glad you did, too. All right, coming up on the other side, we've got the crossover with Willard and Dibs. Memorial Day weekend is almost here, so before you hit the road for that well-earned getaway, swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment, stay in your car, done in about 15 minutes. Visit Bay Area Oil Change for locations and coupons.
My nephew, Gavin Newsom,